So let's talk about Siemens Church and when you worked for them. That's really
yeah, it was interesting. I was security, but also I was a liaison to the chaplain, good night shift, in case anybody came in and they didn't have money for rent or for food. I was authorized by the chaplain to give it right out of chit for them to get the rent for the night and some food, and they would pay it back to the Siemens Church Institute. I was sergeant of the shift. I worked for the shift Siemens for 15 years. Then I went to college while I was last couple of years. Then it took me 5 years to graduate of college. Then I went on to probation officer. I interviewed people in prison, murder, robbery, drugs, rape, from Ted Lasse to everything.
This was in New York?
New York City, Supreme Court. I was there 19 years. I did people in prison, bail, Spanish. I did the whole thing in Spanish if they didn't speak English. I did people for rape, drugs, everything. I did fellas, they're never coming out, life in prison.
So you came to Siemens Church in 1968.
68.
And when you got there, that was the last year that Siemens Church was in 25 South Street.
Yeah.
And they had some guys who were living in there.
Right, I lived there too. I started working with them in 67, part-time, yeah.
So when that building closed down, what was that like?
68.
Were people upset about that?
I used to work at night in 67. I used to mop up all night, $10 a night, $1 an hour, $10 for a whole night. I was a mop up all night, midnight to 8.
Then the whole building?
No, the second, where the officers were. I was in a mop gang. We used to mop up. Then in the morning, we'd get $10. Then I used to run the elevator. Then I had a job washing dishes, washing cars, till I got my check from the Merchant Marine, because I had a daughter in high school upstate. I was married in 1950. She was graduating high school. So I had to send, I was a